sad moan, who am left in an ocean of sorrows alone, where, alas, I am shipwrecked on rocks of despair. For my passion I know I'm not able to bear. Not an hour nor minute of comfort I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. I see mine own folly now, 'tis too late, and lament for dear Mary's sad, desperate state, who was wounded, I know, by the arrows of love, when she took that strong poison her grief to remove. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. Her fancy young Cupid was pleased to confine, that her heart could not wander, 'twas constantly mine. Yet I needs must acknowledge I slighted her so, that it proved her ruin and sad overthrow. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. Whatever between us in private had passed was unknown to the world, therefore clearly at last I endeavor to smother and stoutly deny. Was there ever young man so ungrateful as I? In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. I did my endeavor the same to conceal, but now sad passionate torment to feel, which bereaves me of all the delights of the world, with distracted confusion my thoughts they are hurled. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. Now she lies sleeping, poor soul, in the dust, who was never faint-hearted, but loyal and just. While in sorrow her Thomas is left to complain, but it is not my tears can recall her again. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. So soon as her presence she found I forsook, straight a potion of poison, poor creature, she took, to release her kind heart from the torment she felt, when she found like a false-hearted lover I dealt. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. Wherever I wander, she runs in my mind, and methinks that I hear her cry, Thomas unkind, tell me how could you flatter an innocent maid? Thus I fancy I hear how she does me upbraid. In my conscience no comfort or quiet I have, when I think how dear Mary was sent to the grave. Oh, that I was able her life to restore, then I'd labor to honor and dearly adore my beloved. why, since she's dead, there's none so unhappy as I. But alas, all my sighs and sad tears